From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
How about the GDT? We'll take it.
Yeah, we will. The dairy sector, Mike, I think in terms of sort of overall influence, I think it's a tailwind for the domestic economy at the moment. There's some sort of key themes helping that out. The commodity prices, lower interest rates, Fonterra's performing quite well. And if you talk to farmers, I think the general feeling is the current government is more favourably disposed than the last one. And there was nothing to suggest prior to this auction that we would have a negative outcome, and that was the case. So very much status quo. At the Global Dairy Trade Price Index level, we saw a rise of 0.8%. Now, just reflecting, and over the last quarter, since June, we've had sort of five relatively mundane outcomes. You've had one big up and one big down. So the Global Dairy Trade Price Index is pretty much exactly where it was in June, and stable is good.
Yeah.
Just looking last night, commodity level, mozzarella, the big winner, 4.5%. Cheddar up 2.9%. Butter drifted lower, 1.7%. But the big commodities are both positive. Skim milk powder up 2.2% and whole milk powder plus 1.5%. Now, if I look at both of those, skim milk powder has spent the bulk of the last 12 months trading in quite a tight range, sort of $2,500 to $2,800 US dollars. That's average prices. Whole milk powder ranged also between, so this year though, $3,100, $3,500 on the average price level. So nothing here to change, I think, the forecast farmgate milk prices. So steady as it goes, Mike.
Yeah, no, we like that. And then Rabobank have found a similar thing, and I'm assuming dairy's played an outsized role in the turnaround, you know, attitude.
Yeah, although actually it is broad-based. So we talk quite a bit about consumer confidence, business outlook. What about the farmers? Well, the good folk at, fortunately, at Rabobank, they do a farmer confidence survey. And I just said the rural sector could be the sector sort of help lead us out of our economic funk. And if you look at the Rabobank confidence results, it seems to be supportive of that view. Farmer confidence has risen sharply. It's now at net positive levels that we haven't seen since the last quarter of 2021. So that's quite a long time. So they're feeling frisky on the farms, Mike. The headline level plus 3 from minus 25. So that's quite a shift. What's driving that optimism? Well, what we just talked about. Higher commodity prices, 40% quoting that. Falling interest rates, 31% quoting that. The main concern of those farmers who are less favourable continues to be high input costs. And yeah, and it's across all sectors. So it's across dairy farms, it's across sheep and beef, horticulturists. They're all recording net positive readings. Interestingly, 8% of farmers still describe their own farm businesses as unviable, but more farmers now assess their operations as viable or easily viable. And to cap it off, the number of farmers expecting the performance of the broader agri economy to improve in the year ahead, it has doubled in the last quarter, Mike, so it's gone from 15 to 30. So spring has sprung as far as farmer sentiment is concerned.
Good stuff, and the airport got their money?
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. They attracted bids well in excess of the $1.2 billion on offer. So the institutional bid has been successful. Trading resumed yesterday. It was a bit weaker on the open, but after that, quite well supported. So, yeah, they'll be happy, and now they'll step into the retail offer, which if people out there need that, they should talk to their local broker.
This time tomorrow, mate. Fed.
Yep.
This time
the
tomorrow.
The Fed.
How big is tomorrow going to be?
Well, I think the market's sort of pretty much on hold at the moment. We saw retail sales overnight. Figures there were a bit better than expected. But, yeah, I think they're all – so the markets were a bit weaker, but just sort of bouncing around. Look, I think the market would like to see 50 basis points. The question is the Fed prepared to go there?
You want to bet? Bottle of wine?
25.
Yeah, I say 25 too, so that sort of takes us nowhere, does it?
Doesn't.
Right, we're, let's just have a bottle of wine anyway.
Wine, that's okay. We can go nowhere.
Just for the hell of it, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, well, it says bouncing around at the moment. It's down 13 points, 41,608. The S&P 500 is basically flat on the session at the moment, 5633. And the NASDAQ is up 14 points, 17,606. Overnight, small rise in the FTSE 100. That was up 31 points, 8309. The Nikkei lost just over 1%, 36,203. Shanghai Composite down just under 0.5%, 2704. The Aussies yesterday gained 19 points, 8140. Our market yesterday fell, we'll call it 0.25%, down 32 points, 12,671. One New Zealand dollar this morning on the wholesale markets will get you 0.6182 US, 0.9156 Aussie, 0.55. €0.4561, £0.4699, 87.87 Japanese yen. Gold still at sort of almost all-time highs, $2,569, and Brent crude just creeping back up again, $73.82.
Talk tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.